experience. Like many computer users, I receive a tremendous amount of spam email. Most of it is highly questionable, consisting of offers to sell me discount Viagra, enlarge my penis, refinance my mortgage, eliminate my debts, get me a great deal on life insurance, set me up in some home business that will allegedly give me a huge income for just a few hours' work, enroll me in a pyramid scheme or some other foolproof system to get rich quick with almost no effort, and on and on and on. It's ridiculous. I mean, why would I need to enlarge my penis? The very idea is absurd. Ask anyone. But some of the get-rich-quick proposals look pretty good. I got one in particular from a businessman in Nigeria who wrote me a very businesslike email stating that, in a nutshell, he wanted to send me $47 million. I didn't totally follow his explanation. There were a lot of details, but the gist was that there was some kind of business screw-up over there in Nigeria. You know how it is in business. And a bunch of business people decided that, for business reasons, they needed to send somebody $47 million, and somehow my name came up. It seemed almost too good to be true. But, as I say, the email was very businesslike, so I replied that, sure, I would be willing to take the $47 million. You probably know what happened next. After a few email exchanges, the businessman informed me that some minor technical problems had cropped up. Something about Nigerian government red tape, and that in order to smooth things out and send the money to me, he needed me to send him an advance fee of $5,000. I was a little suspicious, and my friends warned me to be cautious, but $5,000 seemed like a small enough investment for a return of $47 million. So I sent a check. No sooner had it cleared than my businessman friend sent me another email apologizing and saying that there were more problems and he needed another $5,000. At this point, my friends were all telling me that I had become the victim of a classic scam and that I was crazy to send any more money, but I was so blinded by greed, so hooked on the idea of getting my hands on this huge fortune that I went ahead and wrote a second $5,000 check. 2 days later, I received $47 million in cash. It came via UPS in 578 large cardboard boxes. I have cash all over my house. If I want a helicopter, I just grab a box and go buy one. My money worries are over forever. And why? Because I did not trust my friends. They're not even my friends anymore, now that I'm extremely rich. I hang out with new friends that I met at the helicopter store. Of course, I cannot guarantee that you will achieve the same level of financial success as I did, but I can promise you that if you carefully follow the proven, time-tested money management principles detailed in this book, I'll think of some, trust me, you will be the first person ever to do so. And surely that is worth something. So, let's get started. The first order of business is for you to take the following quiz to determine your current financial health. What kind of financial shape are you in right now? This scientific quiz will show you. Be honest in your answers. If you lie, you'll only be lying to yourself. The place to lie is on your federal tax return. What is your annual income? 1. More than $50,000. 2. Less than $50,000. 3. However much I get when I return these empties. Not counting your mortgage, how much money do you currently owe? 1. Less than $10,000. 2. More than $10,000. 3. Men are threatening to cut off my thumbs. How would you describe your portfolio? 1. Conservative, mainly bonds and blue chip equities. 2. Aggressive, mainly options and speculative stocks. 3. My what? When analyzing an investment, what do you consider to be the most important factor? 1. The amount of return. 2. The degree of risk. 3.